Day, Sweet 16 Saturday in the state of Indiana, and today it is simulcast Saturday as well, as the Barre Vikings look to repeat as regional champions. And we are here at the Lagodi Regional Jack Butcher Sports Arena, and today it is Barre taking on Evansville Day School. Game one currently going on between West Washington and Lanesville. It is a battle right now. Lanesville with a 7-point lead, 43-36, with 7 minutes left to go in the basketball game. So Lanesville slowly but surely maybe taking control of this thing. So we've got all sorts of good stuff today. We've got fans in the stands coming up momentarily. We'll make our way down to the Viking cheer block, talk to some of the regulars down there, and maybe some of the not so regulars as Barre looks to win another regional here today. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and when we come back, we will have fans in the stands. Barre just about an hour away, most likely, if the schedule holds here, ready to go in the Lagodi Regional. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this 2-minute timeout.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Traylor, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
It's tax time. Uncle Sam has given you back your hard-earned money, and you want to get the most of every dollar. At Build Option Ford, we have a large inventory of new and used vehicles, and we have payments to fit any budget. Come to Build Option Ford and spend your tax dollars on something you really need: reliable transportation. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Build Option Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BuildOption.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
And we are in the middle of Barre Eve's fan section, and we've got two of the guys who have brought you Barre basketball all year long. Sitting next to Barre Eve Athletic Director Aaron Ash, and Mr. Ash, I know as one of my radio sidekicks, these weeks are very, very busy for you, but also very enjoyable.
Well, that's right, Mike. You know, it's much better than the alternative, and, you know, we get a lot of excitement at the school. It definitely helps get us to spring break a little faster, but it's all great for these kids. They've worked so hard. Our student section's been unbelievable this year, so it's just great for everybody.
I know, obviously, it's a busy week. Just give us a kind of a generic rundown of what the regional week is like, semi-state week. I don't think a lot of people really understand the amount of work, extra work, that you guys have to do during these weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it really picks up when you win the regional, because then you have to make all preparations for if you win the semi-state. So you're basically doing, you know, between regional and semi-state week, you're doing 2 weeks worth of work in 1 week. So you have to have everything prepared if you would win semi-state, to have all the stuff for the state final program ready, all your ticket sales information ready. You know, just a lot of work to do. If we are able to be victorious today in both games. But it's a lot of fun, too. And I have a lot of help. You know, we have great office workers and just a lot of good people to help get us through these busy times.
Don't want to put you on too much of the spot here, but What's the score going to be here this morning?
Yeah, I'll defer to someone else on the score, but you know, I feel pretty good. I like our chances. I thought we played really well last week, so I'll definitely take the Vikings this morning. I'm not going to say a score, though.
All right. Well, Mr. Ash, thank you, and we'll catch up with you later.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Barry's athletic director, Aaron Ash. And now I'm going to move down to the big man. They call him BIMC on the Twitter, Daryl Bob Schwartzentruber, America's greatest mystery. But it's Barry's superintendent, Travis Madison, and Coach Madison, you and I were back together again all weekend last week in a sectional, and it really was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm glad to hand it off because sometimes I get too far into the games and get invested a little bit too much as a former coach and a former player, but it was enjoyable. And just to kind of piggyback on what Mr. Ash said, I really felt like our kids did a great job, came out last week and took care of business. And you like to see that this time of year, kids playing well, a lot of different guys got involved, and feel like they're hitting their stride at the right time.
We'll get back to the Vikings here in just a second, but you've got and John Mullen, who's going to be the sidekick today, you guys both have kind of a double interest in this game here this morning.
Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of a connection. One of our former coaches at Washington Catholic is assistant for Evansville Day School. He's back into coaching, Ken Schulteis, and his youngest son Scott is a senior on the day school team. And so I was up just over talking to Coach and Janet, his wife, and they have two older children who I've known very well. And Josh actually taught at Bar Reeve and was an volunteer assistant coach for a few years when he was a teacher at Bar Reeve. So it's neat. I'm glad they got a chance to see some of this success at day school. And obviously as a senior to go out and win a sectional. And again, I told him, I said, I'd cheer for him really hard. Hope they do well, but again, not too hard because we want to make sure we advance on.
Keys for the Vikings today, like you said, you and I talked about it. You don't want to put the cart before the horse, but it certainly looked like the Vikings were really beginning to peak last weekend.
Yeah, I feel like they're just getting more comfortable in what they do offensively and defensively, and I think they're going to continue that same thing. Obviously, we can do so many different things with the half court pressure, and just even the man pressure we can put on people, and I think it's hard for other teams to prepare for, especially our length. The guards that we have and some of the guys that can step out and play at the top of that pressure have such wide bodies, but then also they got long arms, and it's just tough to prepare for that. And I think last week we saw that size really, really impact the teams that we played, whether it was Reveille on Friday night or Shoals on Saturday night, where just a lot of inadvertent turnovers, a lot of forced turnovers by the Vikings that got us out going on offense, where we get the ball on the floor with Bryson and Gabe making good decisions and getting the ball where it needs to go. Just so many different options. And again, I think they look like they really hit a comfort zone last week. And they were very comfortable what they were doing defensively, and then also even offensively. The game came to different guys at different times. You know, Gabe hitting nice outside shots, kicking at the ball inside. Austin getting opportunities away from the basket, but also in and around the basket with his rebounding. And then Bryson being able to penetrate and get some things going too. So just a lot of different options, and it feels like they're really playing well as a team, and just really felt like we've got a lot of good momentum going in the right direction.
All right, Mr. Ash was going to chicken out on picking a score. I don't know if you're going to chicken out. I know you think the Vikings are going to win. Do you dare pick a score?
I don't like picking a score. You just never know. But at the same time, I really like our matchups. They've got some size, but I really feel like that the experience that we have from having the kids go through this last year, and I don't feel like these kids are satisfied. I feel like they're going to be more of a sense of urgency even today, this morning, to get the job done. I feel like if the Vikings come out and take care of business, we could see similar games to what we saw last weekend, where really you just kind of keep gaining momentum as the game goes along. I hope is that it's a game where we can see a lot of guys in the scoring column today. That's what I'm hoping for.
Amen. Well, that's Barry's superintendent, Travis Madison, giving his own prescription for success here this morning. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to plop down right in the middle of the cheer block, right in the middle of the seniors, and get their take here today. Bar Eve and Evansville Day getting ready. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back to Lagodi for more Fans in the Stands right after this.
Montgomery Medical Associates offers hometown medical care for the entire family. Dr. Holzapfel and his staff are ready to care for your medical needs. Montgomery Medical Associates office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Holzapfel and the staff want the Barre Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. Go Vikings!
The Washington Times-Herald is proud to be your local newspaper and proud to back the Barre Vikings in the tournament this weekend. Sail on Vikings from the staff at the Washington Times-Herald. For a complete wrap-up of this weekend's game action, scoring totals, and more, make sure to pick up your copy of the Times-Herald. Proud to serve you in print and online at washtimesherald.com. To find out more or subscribe, call 812-254-0480. Good luck, Vikings, from the Washington Times-Herald.
March Madness is in full swing, and if you're looking for a new mattress, Mattress by Appointment in Washington is a slam dunk with our March Mattress Sale. Brand new, brand name mattresses made right here in the USA at 50 to 80% off typical retail prices. Still in the plastic, direct from the manufacturer. Everything must go to make room for another truckload. Call or text 812-610-1070. Mattress by Appointment. 812-610-1070. Good luck, Viking.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Back at Lagodi High School, fans in the stands, and West Washington and Lanesville has gotten very interesting. A big three-pointer by Lanesville makes it 49-44 as West Washington had cut it to two. We're down here in the middle of the cheer block. It is the senior class representatives of Barre, and it is frat day. I'm sitting in between a couple of guys who I would never, ever describe as frat boys. I don't know who wants it first. I'm gonna give it to Tristan Graber. Tristan Graber, you wearing colorful shorts is not what I've come to expect.
No, it's not me either.
So, you guys have been here early all morning. What has the morning been like so far for the Viking cheer block, for the Viking VIP?
We haven't done much. We've been scouting these fellas right beside us here, the Lanesville. What are they, Tigers?
They're the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Yeah. Well, who do we...
Good crowd, but we're looking forward to seeing them tonight.
So which team do you want to play? Lanesville with a five-point lead, minute 17 left, but...
We want Lanesville.
Why do you want Lanesville?
Because they got a big crowd, it'll make it fun for us.
Okay, so you're not going off of who we have a better chance against. You just want a big, you know, a big packed crowd like we had last Saturday night.
That's right.
All right, well, to my left down here, I've got Logan Knepp, one of the best wordsmiths at Barre High School. And are you in the Lanesville crowd, too? Is that who you're wanting to play today?
Yeah, I definitely want Lanesville. It'll be fun to yell back and forth with them for a while.
So I'm sitting right down here on the baseline, front row. I'm sure that you guys never, ever say anything to any Barre opponent down here.
Oh, we always give them crap. We let everybody have it. We're making sure we know we're in their head, and we're trying to make them look like fools out here.
What are some of your tactics?
We try to find out anything we can about them, and... Or we just call them squirrels because half the time they don't look like they know how to play basketball. So,
you want to pick a score this morning?
54-36.
I'm hoping you're going Vikings?
I'm going Vikings.
All right. Well, that's senior Logan Knepp at Barre. We're going next to not only another senior at Barre, but... the Daviess County Lilly Scholarship Award winner, our friend Molly Holzapfel. Molly, you're in some bad company down here.
It's kind of fun to be in the crowd with everybody just to be another cheer on whatever. Yeah.
You guys and these girls sitting beside you, you guys are like thick as thieves. You guys have been together pretty much all year long. Where one goes, you all go.
Yeah, we call ourselves the Fab Four. One of the four isn't here right now, but we've been friends all of high school, and we just really enjoy being together, and we all pick each other up.
And you certainly don't participate in any of the shenanigans that, like, Logan and Tristan, you know, lead, do you?
Honestly, not really. I don't really like calling out other players, but I just like cheering on our team, which sounds goody two-shoes, but I guess that's just how I roll.
I tell you what, that's very, very, that's noble of you. So what's the score going to be this morning?
I'm not really a connoisseur, but I think about 60 to 45.
I like the way you think, Molly.
Thank you.
All right, going to move down the line here, get out of this one little area. And when I'm talking the greats right here, I'm going to hit three more of them. We're going to start with Zach Sennett. And Zach, I know for a fact you guys down here on the baseline, all positive throughout the game.
The entire time we will just be cheering for our team. We will not be talking to the other team whatsoever. We will strictly adhere to the rules that Jeff Doyle lays out.
It's frat, the theme this morning, and seeing Tristan Graber dress up as a frat boy is something that I never thought I would see.
You know, it's a rare sight. I've seen it on occasion, but it's truly a sight to behold every time it happens. It's an absolute spectacle.
All right, moving down the line here, got senior Kenzie Schwartzentruber. Kenzie, you've only done this for like 10 years in a row now with all 19 of your brothers. Is it better with family, or is it better just as a senior at Bar Eve?
I definitely miss watching my brothers play. It was the highlight of my year, seeing Seth like play his best game at the state finals last year. But it's great to be a senior and be in the front row and be able to cheer on my fellow classmates. So I'm excited to hopefully cheer them on tonight and get a regional win.
How in the world did we come up with frat as a theme here this morning?
I don't know. There was a poll on Twitter, and it was either frat or dad. And I voted dad because I don't like dressing up as frat. But it's pretty comical, like you said, seeing Tristan and some of the other people dress up like that.
Did you vote dad just because you wanted to dress like your dad, P.J. Schwartzentruber, this morning?
Of course. I wanted to roll up in those white Nikes and, you know, just take on the persona of PJ, because nothing get better than that.
All right, that's been Kenzie Schwartzentruber. We're moving to the left now. Senior Marissa Helms, her mom, Dr. Lana Helms, one of the sponsors here today, fans in the stands. And I can't tell if you're dressed like frat or dad, so was the goal this morning to, like, do a little bit of both?
Yeah, pretty much. See, I got my Birkenstocks and my socks on here looking like a dad. And I got my Patagonia hat with this nice button-up looking like a frat boy. So I look like both.
So game one, Lanesville wins it 55-46. The people in purple, they're jacked up, Marissa.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll come at us tonight pretty good, but I think we can tear them down. We got it.
So we got Evansville Day School this morning. And I know you're a basketball aficionado. You once went to a practice. So what is the key for the Vikings here this morning?
I think just a lot of energy and focus. That's pretty much it.
What's the score going to be?
62-51.
I like the way you think. So basically what we're going to do, we're going to leave you and Kenzie in charge of the front row, keep everybody in line, and lead us to a victory.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's down here in the middle of all of the seniors in the Bar Eve cheer block. Johnny, we're going to take another two-minute timeout, and when we come up, I'm going to get with you. We're going to talk about all of the pregame activities. There's been a tailgate this morning. There's been all sorts of stuff. Viking Nation here in black getting ready. When you come to Lagoda, you come to Lagoda to win. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
March Madness is in full swing. And if you're looking for a new mattress, Mattress by Appointment in Washington is a slam dunk with our March Mattress Sale. Brand new, brand name mattresses made right here in the USA at 50 to 80% off typical retail prices. Still in the plastic, direct from the manufacturer. Everything must go to make room for another truckload. Call or text 812-610-1070. Mattress by Appointment, 812-610-1070. Good luck, Vikings.
This concludes Fans in the Stands, a special sports presentation of WAMW Radio. This special sports broadcast sponsored by Mattress by Appointment, JJ's Concrete, Helena Agra Enterprises, and the Washington Times Herald. Now, get ready for Barrie Vikings basketball.
Barrie Vikings.
Get ready for Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by
the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzen Truber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Now, Bar Reeves Sports on The General.
Back at Lagodi High School, I'd like to thank our Fans in the Stands sponsors today, and that was Mattress by Appointment, of course, JJ's Concrete, Helena Agra Enterprises, and of course, Washington Times Herald, who was at the tailgate this morning. So thank you to those guys for jumping on this week and get some astute observations from the seniors during Fans in the Stands, Johnny.
And you know, there were actually several sponsors on top of those for Fans in the Stands. Everyone comes out to support Bar Eve as they go on this tournament run. Jones and Sons Concrete, At Your Disposal Trash Services, Winkler Video Productions, Kipper CPA in Washington, Baker Welding and Mechanical, the Davis County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, of course, the Washington Times Herald, Yoder Tire, Hoosier Ready Mixed Concrete, Dr. Lana Helms Orthodontics, S&S Pools and Supplies, and Area 1 Protection Services. So a good deal of support here for the Fans in the Stands, and you've got some perspective from that front row. And Coach DeCourcy, those seniors that you have in class, are they as mild-mannered in class as they are here at basketball games?
You know, most of them actually pretty much are. It's, you know, they're certainly a lot of personality, but not a lot of over-the-top, and that's a lot of the good ones down there. Of course, Marissa Helms on the volleyball state championship team, Kenzie Swartzentruber is just, you know, she's had so many brothers with Seth and Matt and Josh that have participated and been big parts of the winning culture at Bar Eve. And, you know, Tristan Graber, same thing with he and his, he's got a sophomore brother out there today in Devin, and Logan's got a sophomore with Tyson, and those guys are, you know, it's
kind of a family tradition.
It's a family tradition, and one of the things is you know, maybe in some schools you get jealous of the basketball players, you get jealous of the athletes. And, you know, at Bar Eve, you know, those kids who may have been in the program before and no longer are, well, they jump back on and are always in the front row, and they really, really, you know, help bring the student support out.
And, you know, and they also show up, the seniors show up and participate in the annual faculty senior contest. And how did that go this year?
It was a 20-point win for the faculty again. Faculty moved to 4-0. And as, you know, we were talking, Tristan was one. He had a great, great game, you know, in that faculty game. Tristan, of course, you know, back in junior high, he was a starter a lot of times in the 7th and the 8th grade. And Ross Nett, same thing. So, but, you know, when you add a horse to the staff like Josh Thompson, you know, that's a big free agent signing. That's like LeBron going to Miami.
It really is. And, you know, Coach Thompson still has a lot of game. The guy gets up religiously and works out. And he was looking forward to that game. And, of course, you've got your principal, Mr. Doyle, who's like Mr. Lagodi here on the wall, you know, with all his records and accomplishments, and including the tennis courts outside. I mean, Mr. Doyle, quite the athlete. And he can be seen in the weight room on any given day. So, yeah, quite a faculty beat down of the students again this year, Coach DeCourcy.
Well, game one goes the way of Lanesville. The Lanesville Eagles knock off West Washington 55-46, a game that West Washington had cut it down to two with about a minute and a half left, 46-44. And Lanesville came down and took a yes three from the corner that went in, made it 49-44, and they never looked back. So Lanesville awaits the winner of Evansville Day and Bar Reeve. We are going to go ahead and take a timeout. We've got all sorts of stuff to talk about this morning. I've got a list, and it should be a fun. We've got a Remember When segment. We've got the other regional segment. We've got the How We Got Here segment. All sorts of stuff coming up. Bar Eve and Evansville Day getting ready. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, more of the pregame show, Bar Eve getting ready here at Lagodi. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this timeout.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bar Eve Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Bar Eve Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Do you want to know your home is safe when you're away? Are you a business owner needing a security system? Area 1 Protection Services is locally owned and operated and on the job for you. Coy Graber and the team at Area 1 offer home and business security systems at low prices. And the monthly monitoring fee is only $15. Call today and give yourself peace of mind, knowing your belongings are safe. 812-787-0140. Area 1 Protection Services is rooting for the Bar Eve Vikings this weekend.
Are you looking for affordable and dependable weekly trash service? Or are you planning your next spring cleaning project? At Your Disposal Trash Service is Daviess County's only locally owned and operated trash service provider. They specialize in residential, commercial, and roll-off dumpster service, and also offer complete building cleanouts. Ryan and the crew are focused on customer service, with no environmental fees and no fuel surcharges. Easy-to-understand pricing and hassle-free billing. Call At Your Disposal today at 812-296-6000 for all your trash and junk removal needs. Good luck, Vikings.
Back at Lagodi High School alongside my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, John Patrick Mullen. I am Mike DeCourcy. It is simulcast Saturday. Not only are we on the General 95.9 and the new 101.3, also around the world on WAMWAMFM.com, but also on Memories 107.9 all day and for the rest of the tournament until the tournament is over. Let's just leave it right there. Well, Johnny, here on the pregame show, as we said, I've got some ideas for segments and what we're going to talk about. And you know, what I would call segment one is quite simply the how we got here segment. And, you know, the last 2 years, a lot of wins for this Bar Eve program, but this team has won in such a different way that so many Bar Eve teams have won in the past. It's never typically aesthetically pleasing, but at the end of the day, it's like we didn't play fantastic. We made it ugly, but we won again. But last weekend, Vincennes Reveille on Friday, Shoals on Saturday, two winning teams, and Bar Eve, it was aesthetically pleasing. It looked like the Vikings maybe starting to peak.
Bar Eve has experienced winning their entire lives, and that begins in the younger grades. It begins at the elementary level. And so I think there's a lot to be said about the fact that when you expect to win, when the games get close, kids don't panic. They know the expectation. And anymore, it seems like if you're wearing Bar Eve or Vikings on your uniform, that's good for, I guess what you would say, not the fear factor necessarily, but, oh, we're playing Bar Eve. They're the favorite. So I think that's where it starts. Now, if you want to talk about aesthetically pleasing, I think Coach Thompson would tell you that the best basketball has been played here in the last few weeks of the season. And you talked about the sectional where they kind of ran roughshod over the opponents. Not to slight Reveille or Shoals in any way. Those two teams had excellent seasons. But I think Coach Thompson, as a first-year coach, has kind of figured out his kids. His kids has figured out have kind of figured out what he's looking for. They've taken the best of both worlds, if you will, Coach DeCourcy. And now they're keeping it simple. The learning curve has slowed a little bit. And quite honestly, Bar Eve has excellent length, outstanding basketball players, several 3- and 4-year players. And there's a point where it becomes do or die. And now in the IHSA tournament for these 6 seniors, they don't want their season or their careers to end with a loss. So no doubt Bar Eve's playing their best basketball this season. It may not always be pretty, but a win is a win is a win. And by the way, as you're watching Lincoln Hale win the Linton Paoli game with a layup, the Miners move on in the 2A regional. Lincoln Hale, as we predicted, would take it to the rim and win the game. So they beat the host Paoli Rams, move into the 2A regional final. But here in 1A, Bar Eve ranked number 2 basically the entire season. Lost to number 1 Fort Wayne Blackhawk. So with a semi-state appearance last year that maybe was surprising, no surprise that the Vikings have entered Jack Butcher Arena once again the regional favorite here in Class A, Mike.
Yeah, certainly. And the opponent today, Evansville Day School, and they are going to pose some size and some challenges as getting my first look at what happens. And we'll talk about other regionals, but Linton, Lincoln Hale to Sammy Robbins, layup at the buzzer. And Linton overcomes a 10-point fourth quarter deficit, and they win it. So, wow, what a game down at Paoli. And certainly it's going to be a fun, fun Saturday. We're going to take another 2-minute timeout, and when we come back, we will have more of the pregame show, Bar Eve and Evansville Day getting ready. Bar Eve has now taken the floor back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this timeout.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at Purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Jeep Freedom Days are underway at the Washington Chrysler Center. Check out the huge selection of Jeep Grand Cherokees now in. With big rebates and incentives, new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees are starting as low as $35,999. The Grand Cherokee owner never owns anything else once they own a Cherokee. It's a smooth ride with a sleek body style, spacious interior, and four-wheel drive to get you around in any situation.
Test drive a new 2019 Grand Cherokee now during Jeep Freedom Days at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington. Tony Showalter and the team at Kemper CPA in Washington is pulling for the Bari Vikings this weekend in the Lagodi Regional. Congratulations on that sectional title. Keep on rolling in the tournament. Tax time is here. If you need help with those taxes, personal or business, put the professionals at Kemper CPA on the job for you. Kemper CPA is at 414 South State Road 57 in Washington, just past the Business 50 intersection. Call for an appointment at 812-254-0938.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Vikings on the floor, and so is Evansville Day School. Bar Eve will be the home team here today as the Vikings, as we mentioned in the pregame earlier, a 45-22 win over Vincennes Reveille, a 62-35 championship victory over Shoals in the finals here last week. So a 23-point win, a 27-point win over a pair of winning teams, and Bar Eve ready to take on Evansville Day School. Well, Johnny, as we talked about in the last segment, other regionals going on today. Of course, the one I think a lot of people in the area are pretty excited about is, of course, the one down at Paoli, the 2A regional, and must have been exciting as Linton went coast to coast, shot a layup at the buzzer, and they knock out Paoli 72-71.
That's a lot of points scored, but both teams like to run it down the floor. And Linton gave up 41 at halftime, fell behind by 10, as you mentioned, in the fourth quarter, and roared back. Lincoln Hale, a sophomore there, I think that's a name I'm sure Barry's familiar with Linton and Lincoln Hale. But Hale's the kind of kid who I think is going to garner some serious D1 interest here in the next 2 years. Already has some scouts looking at him. Sniffs out the rim, man. The guy wants to score the basketball. So Joey Hart and the Miners move on to the final of the regional, and the other one over there would be Southwestern Hanover versus
Tell City. Tell City, their first regional championship or first sectional championship since '93. Southwestern of Hanover. They're number one in Class 2A, so just an unbelievable regional down there. But Johnny, let's talk for just a second. You know, there's a lot of sectional champions playing in much higher classes today that the Vikings polished off earlier in the year.
And what I took a look at earlier in the week, I haven't gone back to it, but John Harrell, of course, his website is invaluable for us basketball crazies. But Bar Reeve, I believe, played the second most sectional champions on their regular season schedule. They played six. I think they were 4-2 against those six. Only one other school, I've forgotten which school it is, played seven. So Bar Reeve has played a number of really good schools that went on to win a sectional, including 4A Jasper, and they are playing in the regional, and they've got Center Grove. So you're talking about another level there. But, yeah, Bar Reeve has certainly played above their class and played plenty of good programs to get them ready for this 1A regional.
Yeah, certainly. Now, let's go through all those champions Bar Reeve has knocked off. Of course, Jasper, 4A down at Evansville, the Vikings took care of them. 3A sectional champion Princeton, they won their sectional at Washington last week. Evansville Memorial knocks off and knocks out Bossy. And Bossy had already knocked out, Bossy had already knocked out 23-1 Heritage Hills before that. And then, who am I missing, Johnny? I'm missing somebody.
Of course, Blackhawk.
Lost to Fort Wayne Blackhawk in overtime. Lost to Linton up in Linton, 63-59.
And beat Bloomfield.
And Bloomfield, of course. Bloomfield, the 1A, sectional champions over at Clay City.
Some quick scores here, Mike DeCourcy. Center Grove 65, Jasper 40. So okay. We're talking about another level with
it. It was about a 10-point game late in the third quarter, and it sounded like the Trace Jackson Davis, McDonald's All-American, going to IU next year, basically through his own personal knockout punch.
No question. As far as at the 1A level up in Martinsville, certainly a score we'd be interested in, and that would be Greenwood Christian 65, Morristown 55. So the defending state champion Yellow Jackets have been knocked out.
They have been knocked out, and that's not going to say that's somebody that Bar Eve wanted to play, but certainly that is a game that Viking Nation, a lot of these players have kind of, you know, you always respect who you're playing, but you can't help but to look ahead sometimes. And I think many of these guys wanted a rematch, and you got to take care of business today, obviously, but that rematch not going to happen now.
Johnny Marlin is the coach of Greenwood Christian.
Yep.
So well-coached Greenwood Christian team moving on to the Martinsville Regional Final. They await Bloomfield Indy Metro winner.
Okay.
And that kind of does it for Southern Indiana scores. But, again, 4-2 against sectional champions, and Bar Eve here with a chance to continue their season as we take a look at the Vikes warming up just in front of us here. And Evansville Day School coach, and we're going to talk more about day school, but as I look down there, that young man did not need the ladder to cut the nets down last week.
No, he did not. Do have a halftime score at Southridge. The Princeton Tigers, the 3A champions at Washington, leading Batesville 23-19. So good luck to the Princeton Tigers down there, and hopefully they can pull one out. So all sorts of activity going on here today. We'll talk about Evansville Day School a little bit more as we go along here. But obviously the Vikings with 6'8 Keegan O'Neill in the middle have not been outsized very much all season long. But for you Southern Indiana college basketball fans, Evansville Day, of course, led by 7'1" Noah Hoopman. His dad, of course, an all-time great at the University of Evansville, Sasha Hoopman. Sasha was from Germany, and he led the Evansville Aces to multiple NCAA tournament appearances back in the late 80s, early 90s, and he also a big center. I think he had a cup of coffee in the NBA, and Noah obviously getting his dad's size. So we're going to take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, the next segment, Johnny, I know it's one you're going to love. It's called Remember When. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this two-minute timeout.
Teamwork, fundamentals, leadership. Atlanta Helms Orthodontics, they know the winning formula to get the best results. Call 812-254-4500 or visit LanaHelms.com for more information on creating a beautiful, healthy smile. Call today and schedule a free consultation at 812-254-4500. From the Atlanta Helms Orthodontics team, congratulations to the Bar Reeve Vikings on a great season and good luck in the tournament. Go Vikings, bring home a win.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Baker Welding and Mechanical is your certified welding shop for Davies County and the surrounding communities. Offering safety-trained welders for mining or other jobs. Fully insured, Baker Welding and Mechanical offers free estimates and both in-shop and mobile fabrication. We can come to you anytime, 24 hours a day. Give Brian a call at 812-486-8798 or visit online at BakerWeldingMechanical.com. Baker Welding and Mechanical is proud to back the Bar E Vikings in the basketball tournament. The Washington Times-Herald is proud to be your local newspaper and proud to back the Bar Eve Vikings in the tournament this weekend. Sail on Vikings from the staff at the Washington Times-Herald. For a complete wrap-up of this weekend's game action, scoring totals, and more, make sure to pick up your copy of the Times-Herald. Proud to serve you in print and online at washtimesherald.com. To find out more or subscribe, call 812-254-0480. Good luck, Vikings, from the Washington Times-Herald.
Back at Jack Butcher Sports Arena alongside John Mullen, I am Mike DeCourcy. And this is the Remember When segment.
This segment has me worried already.
That, John Mullen is so worried.
Mullet, what are you going to talk about?
Well, you know, this segment, I think there are games, there are things that stick in your mind as a young basketball fan that lead us to what we're doing today? We're in our 40s, John, and we still eat it up. It's still, you know, part of the fabric of who we are. And there's two games in specific when I was growing up as a young'un in Pike County that, I mean, they are etched into my memory forever and took me to the next level as a fan. And one of those games was when Pike Central was in the 1993 Southridge Sectional, and it had nothing to do with Pike Central, but Forest Park with a 25-point lead to begin the fourth quarter, and Scott Rowland goes out and gets 30 in a quarter.
That he did.
And, of course, Jasper, coached by Ken Schulteis, here today on the Evansville Day bench, and an intentional foul called in the last 15 seconds of the game, controversially gave it back to Forest Park, and Forest Park goes on to win that sectional. But 30 in the quarter, that was my introduction to Scott Rowland. The second one happens when I was younger. John Mullen, it happens 30 years ago. 63-61.
Yep.
Barre principal Jeff Doyle takes the ball against your Washington Catholic Cardinals. Length of the floor, little runner, pull up, 10-12 footer, rolls off.
No good.
And WC goes maniacal. That's number one, Johnny. Talk about it 30 years ago this week.
So there are so many basketball memories for me. But those two games, of course, 93, my senior year, Coach Schulteis at Jasper after being at WC. He won that 89 sectional with a bunch of sophomores and, of course, Chad Niehaus. The name's still familiar here in the area, but Jeff Doyle and the Lions, heavy favorites in 89 against an outmatched Washington Catholic squad that had a very good sophomore class that, of course, 2 years later would go to the semi-state. But Toby Madison and I sitting at the top of the Hatchet House when the bleachers pulled out 7,000 people. And we just gradually got lower and lower in the bleachers as the impossible looked possible. And by the time Washington Catholic led 63-61, we were on the rails around the top above the floor, ready to storm the court, something that has become a thing here lately. But Washington Catholic with the upset in 89 was huge and propelled us as eighth graders to want to do the same thing and cut the nets in high school, which we had an opportunity to do twice. But in 93, Scott Rowland, unbelievable athlete, of course, Major League baseball player, and I think a Hall of Famer, perhaps cut short by injury. But Bob Bayman was the guy on Forest Park who made like 18 of 18 straight free throws
yep.
down the stretch to keep Jasper at bay. Forest Park went on to win that 93 sectional. The WC, of course, won that sectional. And you mentioned Tell City, their first sectional title in 26 years.
Yep.
Guess what? It was 93 when they won their last sectional, and they beat us in that morning game in the regional. Paoli beats Forest Park in overtime, and the Rams wipe out the Marksmen in the regional final to head to Roberts Stadium for that semi-state. So those are great things. But the thing that I've noticed today here in the Barre student section is the Birkenstocks and the Birkenstocks and the white socks. 25 years ago, remember when I was rocking that very, very footwear there. So things come back, or maybe they're making fun of me. I'm not sure, but
well,
nonetheless, Coach. What about the '97 regional final? Was that Barre Pike Central?
It was Barre and Pike Central, and that was
your senior year. So talk about that.
That was it was a lot of fun. A controversial. Foul call put Pike at the line. Two free throws. Barre got a clean look at it in what would have been the last single class tournament and just unable to get it to go. But, you know, certainly, you know, they say that class basketball has certainly put a damper on things, but, you know, there's still pockets here where, you know, great crowd this morning. I think tonight it'll be filled up again and it'll be a lot of fun. A couple of statistics I'll hit you with here before we hit our next commercial break. And this is from our friend, the great Alex Knepp. And this deals a lot with what the Vikings have been able to do here. But in the last 37 games over the last 15 years here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena, Bar Eve, 35-2. The Vikings in that span have only lost to North Davies in 2006 in the sectional championship game and then the regional championship game in 2013 to Borden. What makes that more impressive, John Mullen, is in those games, those 37 games where Bar Eve is 35-2, these are games that are contested at the very highest levels. These are sectional games, these are regional games, and these are games against your arch rival, the Lagodi Lions. That is a mind-blowing statistic.
And so I heard Keegan O'Neill on the radio last Saturday night following the sectional championship say, this is our home floor, this is our floor, and that might sound arrogant, but when you take into account those statistics and the fact that none of these kids that are currently on the floor have seen their Bar Eve heroes lose,
yeah,
it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And there's been an awful lot of close games. Man, the battles last year alone with Lagodi in the sectional championship when Isaac Wagler was a hero, in the triple overtime affair, which was a first of its kind in the rivalry, and that may have been game 100.
Yeah.
In the triple OT. So you're talking about unparalleled success here at Jack Butcher Arena. And as you mentioned, or perhaps you didn't mention, current win streak here is 17 straight and looking to continue.
All right, we hope so. Well, today's prescription for success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Johnny, the Vikings are going to get a win here, move on to the regional championship here tonight. What do they need to do?
I feel like one of the seniors in the cheer block already answered this. It may have been Ms. Helms who talked about energy and focus. Let's just go with that. Energy and focus. You cannot look past day school and think you're going to play tonight in the regional championship. And if you can have the same kind of energy you had last Saturday night against Shoals, that energy and that focus will lead to a victory today against Evansville Day School.
All right, energy and focus, today's prescription for success. We're going to take another timeout. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups in the opening tip. Bar Eve and Day getting ready. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Spring is just around the corner, and S&S Pools is fully stocked and gearing up for another exciting pool season. We also carry everything you need for your spa. If you're thinking about a pool, we can make your dream become a reality. Stop by and give us a call for your free estimate. 812-254-5006. S&S Pools wishes the Bar Reef Vikings good luck in the tourney. Go Vikings, bring home a win.
Winkler Productions in Montgomery is a professional video production company that can help you tell your story. Whether it's your big day or you need a creative approach to market your business, Jacob Winkler & Company can provide a state-of-the-art production to fit your needs. Check out some of their videos on Facebook at Winkler Productions. Call or text 812-787-1951 for more information. Winkler Productions, telling your story through our lens. Good luck, Viking.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
The Washington Times Herald is proud to be your local newspaper and proud to back the Bar Eve Vikings in the tournament this weekend. Sail on, Vikings, from the staff at the Washington Times Herald. for a complete wrap-up of this weekend's game action, scoring totals, and more, make sure to pick up your copy of the Times Herald. Proud to serve you in print and online at washtimesherald.com. To find out more or subscribe, call 812-254-0480. Good luck, Vikings, from the Washington Times Herald.
Back at Jack Butcher Sports Arena, starting lineups being introduced right now. And we will start with Evansville Day School. They're going to start Ethan Hancock at a guard position. Hancock 6'1". Another guard position, Scott Schulteis. Schulteis 6'3 and a senior. Third guard tonight, Grant Allen. Allen 5'11 and a senior. At a forward position, that is Elijah Stewart. Stewart 6'3 and a junior. And in the middle, we've already talked about him. That's Noah Hoopman. Hoopman 7'1 and a junior. Evansville Day, coached by
Austin Brooks.
Austin Brooks. Vikings going to go the way they went all year long. It is a three-guard set. Bryson Graber. Bryson 6'3 and a sophomore. He's joined in the backcourt by Isaac Wagler. Isaac 6 feet and a senior. Gabe Gladish 6'1 and a senior at the other guard. Pair of forwards, Austin Ainsco. Austin 6'5 and a senior. And in the middle, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan 6'8 and a junior. Vikings coached by Josh Thompson, assisted by Dean Scott, Eric Yoder, Craig Knepp, and Trey Showalter. Austin Ainsco, Noah Hoopman in the center circle. Tip today brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Tip is up, and it's going to be tapped out of bounds by Hoopman. So Bar Eve going to get possession number one.
Hoopman got all that tip, swatted it right out of bounds.
So on the inbounds, Isaac Wagler going to go back and get it, hand it off to Bryson.
Day School man-to-man.
Isaac, Gabe's got it. Down to Keegan.
Good call.
And Keegan going to get called 3 seconds in the lane.
That was a good call. He posted up for 3 seconds before he ever caught it. I don't like the three-second call, but he was in there way too long.
So Barry going to start 1-3-1, trying to put as much pressure as they can on these Day School guards. Hoopman's got it, and they're going to get a foul on Isaac Wagler right off the bat.
Got it underneath Hoopman. That's easy to do considering how long his legs are.
So
Hoopman goes down in a pile, but he's back up.
So Barry going to go man-to-man here. Hoopman with it on the inbounds. Murray man-to-man. Stewart's got it. Day School trying to get organized here. Hoopman out in the high post, guarded by Keegan. Just a ball reversal. Schulteis has it. Hoopman now out behind the three-point line. And three going to be put up by Day School. No good. Rebounded by Isaac.
Here's another key. Bar Eve needs to run down the floor and get easy ones.
Keegan O'Neill hits a cutting Isaac Wagler. Layup good. Good pass by Keegan. 2-0 Bar Eve.
Nice look by Keegan.
So Day School going against this Bar Eve pressure. Schulteis has it.
Schulteis a lefty out there and the lone senior for these Eagles.
Schulteis with it in the corner. Short jumper in the middle of the lane. No good. That was Stewart, rebounded by Keegan. Here comes Bar Eve. Ainsco. Keegan O'Neill. He's going to get called for a travel on his step in on the three.
Another correct call. O'Neill banged in the three, but he just kind of took an extra hop there before he put it up. A couple early turnovers here for Bar Eve.
So Vikings 1-3-1 yet again. Schulteis. Ball in the short corner. Layup, no good. Hoopman going to put it back up, no good. Third shot, no good. And you got to block him out. You got to find him. And that's Austin Ainsco on the other side.
Give that one to Keegan O'Neill. Foul. Hoopman about put the first one back on a dunk. Missed it. And no block out.
Hootman's first free throw rolls out. He'll have another.
Apologize now if I call him Sasha. His dad was quite the player at U of E.
Hootman second. That one is good. 2-1.
Full denial of Bryson Graber here.
It's all right. Isaac with it. Now Bryson comes back and gets it. Keegan O'Neill trying to go around Hootman. His shot going to be blocked. Tie up, possession arrow back to Day School.
Tough to get around the 7-1 arms.
I read a statistic this week.
Does he lead the nation in blocks? Is that true?
Yes, that is a statistic we saw this week. Three put up by Day, no good. Rebounded by Keegan. Here comes Isaac with the basketball. Ainsco. Keegan going to step in. Three. Long. And rebounded by Day.
Shot that one in rhythm, just long.
And that's a shot they talked about this week, he and Ainsco. Hootman is not going to leave that paint kind of high post area, and that's a shot Marie's going to have to make. Hootman with it. Back to Elijah Stewart. 2-1 here. 3 minutes gone. Vikings man-to-man. And a three going to be put up and good by Ethan Hancock. It's 4-2 Day School. Bryson down. Little floater off the glass over Hootman is good. We're tied at four.
Some serious arch on that floater for Bryson. Tough angle to bank that one. He did.
Vikings back in their pressure here. Going to be kicked out of bounds that time. Ainsco. Sade going to get it right by the Bar Eve bench. And down to Hootman. Little jump hook. Short. Rebounded by Isaac. Keegan did a good job pushing him out just a little farther than he wanted to go. There's Gladish. Shot up, no good. Ainsco going to pick it up, lay it in. Gabe made a good drive. May have been fouled right there.
Felt like he did draw some contact there on Hootman, but no call. But Ainsco there for the offensive putback.
So 6-4 Vikings. And then Ainsco going to pick it over out of the 1-3-1. Here comes Bryson with it. Bryson Graber going to spin it back. Gabe Gladish. Gabe down the lane, layup. It's blocked by Hootman. He came off the weak side. And Day going to pick it up. I thought Gabe had got a little window right there.
I think he did too. I think he thought he had a lay-in.
So 6-4 Vikings. Hootman going to take a three. Got it.
That's a 7-1 fella making a three-pointer.
Bryson. Dribble handoff to Gabe. Isaac. And then Barry going to throw it out of bounds. Gabe saying, dude, I got held.
Definitely did. No fouls yet here on Day School. 3:14 remaining in the first. 7-6 Eagles. The Vikes in the 1-3-1. Hootman just banged in a three. Don't necessarily expect that. Isaac Wagler trying to check Hootman in the post.
Schulteis has it. And Hootman with it. He's going to be fouled by Isaac Wagler and go back to the line to shoot two.
Two on Isaac.
And I think that'll bring the freshman, Hagen Knepp, into the game.
We'll find out if he can bring the That's So Hagen treatment to Noah Hootman.
So Isaac down.
Another miss there.
Hagen Knepp. Hootman missed the first.
You almost got to beat Day School down the floor.
Yep.
So you don't have to deal with the 7-foot. You're not going to do that letting them shoot free throws.
Hootman got the second one. Actually, Isaac going to stay on the floor with those two fouls. Ainsco going to get his first break.
Okay.
Isaac, reverse layup, no good. Bryson going to pick it up, lay it in. We're tied at 8.
4 of those 8 points coming on Bar Evo's offensive rebound putbacks. Bryson has 4.
Sabari's still back in that pressure. They're going to move Isaac into the middle of that pressure. They had Day School pinned on the baseline. Now they're going to wiggle out of it, knock in another 3. That's Grant Allen. It's 11-8, Day School.
Day School with 3 threes. A little bit surprising here. 3 of 4 from long range.
Bryson Graber, Keegan O'Neill. Bryson's got it again. Keegan going to set for a 3. Long. Could tell coming out of his hand, it didn't look good. So 11-8, Vikings trail by 3 here. Minute 48 left, first quarter.
Barry man-to-man.
And Dave going to throw it out of bounds. Good defense right there. Barry going to get it back.
They were looking inside, and O'Neill's had enough body on him so that Hoopman could not go up and catch that pass.
Bryson Graber. Bryson caught, and Bryson going to be fouled.
6.5 minutes went by before the Eagles were whistled for 1. That's Hancock's first. He's the one responsible for hounding Bryson Graber. Doing a pretty good job so far.
On the inbounds, Gladish with it in the backcourt. 1.5 minutes left, first quarter. Hagan's got it. Isaac, Bryson. Vikings trying to get organized right here. Keegan with it. Going down the lane, left-hand layup, no good. Going to pick it up, and he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot 2.
That foul's going to be called on Elijah Stewart. Give O'Neill credit. He went right at the big fella that time.
Yeah, went with a left hand, and it just rolled off. But Keegan going to shoot 2 free throws. 1 minute and 1 second left here in quarter number 1.
Shot faked out there on the 3-point line. Put it on the deck and went strong.
He got the first one, 11-9.
O'Neill's first point.
And Keegan's second one, also good, 11-10.
Not easy to simulate this kind of size. The Vikings trying to feel that 7-1 presence out. He's got 4 blocks already inside. Does Hoopman.
Vikings back in that 1-3-1. Bryson Graber going to pick it off. Get it ahead. Hagan Knapp, layup, no good. Rebounded by Stolteis. That was the break you wanted right there. Hagan never got an angle. He went straight on. With 30 seconds left, Day going to get it back.
Tough break for the Vikes there. Finger roll just rolled out. Next year, it might be a dunk in transition from Hagan.
We're 20 left in the quarter. Bari man-to-man.
Bari will have the ball coming out to start the second.
We're under 10 now, Day School.
Where's the 5-second call?
Nowhere. Schulteis, wild shot, no good. Hoopman with a rebound, lays it in at the buzzer. At the end of a quarter on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 13-10, Day School by 3. Back to Ligoti after this 1-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Treat yourself to Davies County.
Good luck, Barry Vikings, in the basketball tournament from your friends at the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. You are representing Davies County well, and we are proud to back you in that tournament run. Bring home a title. from everyone at the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau.
Daviess County.
Day School leads it after a quarter, Johnny, and it's the Noah Hoopman show so far.
7 points, six rebounds, five blocks. Triple-double in the making here. Talked about it off the air just a bit ago. Day School plays five kids. Barreve has more depth as Quentin Yoder, 6'4 senior, enters. Ainsco back, and Hagen Knepp stays on the floor. So Gladish without any shot opportunities. Actually, he had one shot, and it was blocked by Hoopman, but see if Barreve can kind of wear these Day School Eagles down.
Ainsco in. Keegan O'Neill going to sit down. Gladish has it. Quentin Yoder, reverse layup going to be blocked out of bounds. Barreve going to get it back. Getting around Hoopman is not the issue. It's his recovery. Another blocked shot.
Yeah. They say he's improved immensely from last year, and I think that's evident. He's a Division I player for sure.
Vikings with it again. Quentin Yoder.
There's the mismatch.
And there's nice pass from Austin Ainsco down to Quentin Yoder. Quentin lays it up and in. 13-12.
Ainsco posted Scotty Schulteis, and then nice job by Yoder to dive into the opposite block.
Barry back in that 1-3-1. They're going to throw it away. Ainsco and Quentin Yoder going to get a timeout. Good hustle right there by the Vikings. We'll go ahead and take 1-2. 7:05. 13-12. Vikings trail by one. Back to Ligoti after this 30-second timeout.
Jones & Sons takes this opportunity to congratulate all area teams on a hard-working basketball season and wish the Barreve boys the best of luck in the tournament. Jones & Sons is proud to be your area concrete and masonry provider. With 48 years of service experience, Jones & Sons have learned their longevity is due in large part to committed employees and to the people who grace their doors. Visit any of Jones & Sons' four locations, Bloomfield, Terre Haute, Vincennes, and Washington, and check out their full listing of services and products at jonesandsons.com.
13-12, Day School leads it by three. Will be Barreve basketball, Johnny.
Four turnovers now for Day School. I show Barreve also with four. Hagen Knepp will key it in.
And Bryson going to go back and get it. Here comes Barreve. Gladish with it. Over to Hagen. Ainsco shot up in the lane. No good. Quentin going to pick it up, and he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Good job by Austin and Quentin really sticking with it right there.
They're going to get back to Schulteis.
So Schulteis, his first foul. Quentin, free throw rolls out. He'll have another.
Isaac and Keegan on the bench right now.
Isaac with those two fouls. Keegan subbed out at the quarter. Quentin's next one is short.
They're going to call that on
Schulteis. Call it on Schulteis on the blockout. So two missed free throws. That's two fouls on Schulteis.
Schulteis was trying to keep Ainsco off the glass and held him.
On the inbounds, Gabe Gladish going to pull up, 15-footer, no good, and Quentin going to be fouled on the offensive rebound. And Quentin has came in and done some damage on the boards, Johnny.
He certainly has. He's a hard body to maneuver out of the post. I mean, he is a tree trunk.
Ainsco on the inbound, layup got it, snuck inside. Vikings by a point again, 14-13.
Ainsco 4 points. Hagen out front now in that 1-3-1.
And Ainsco almost going to tip it away. He does tap it out of bounds, so Barreve going to get back. And match up here looks like going man-to-man.
Barreve's picked up their defense a little bit.
Schulteis with it. He's guarded by Bryson. Laureed man-to-man here now, 14-13. Vikings with the lead. Back and forth here in the early going. And they're going to get a foul on Quentin Yoder.
I don't know.
Pushing Hoopman out. First foul on Quentin. So Hoopman with it in the post. Kicks it out. Another three put up by Day School. No good. Bryson going to run it down, and here comes Barry. Bryson with it in the middle of the lane. Back out. Gabe Gladish. Layup. Got it! And he's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Gladish fired up as he gets his first bucket to go. A tough finish through traffic. And Hoopman was in there. He got it over the hands.
That's the third foul on Elijah Stewart. And I think he is the second leading scorer for Day, and he's certainly their best defender.
When did that happen? Three quick ones.
Wow.
I don't remember calling Stewart for one foul. Now he's got three.
Gabe's free throw, however, no good. Day School going to rebound it. And then they're going to dribble it out of bounds. So Barry going to get it back. Vikings not doing themselves many favors at the line, but the defense has really...
Guess what? Timeout, Day School.
Timeout Day. We'll go ahead and take one, two. 5:43 left. Second quarter on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 16-13 Vikings. Back to Ligoti after this 1 minute timeout.
Yoder Tire wants you to be safe when traveling. Make sure your tires are in good shape by visiting Yoder Tire on Main Street in Candleburg for an inspection. Yoder Tire carries all brands of tires and offers full service, oil changes with no appointment necessary. Stop by Yoder Tire or call 812-486-5184 or 812-486-3609. And good luck to the Barrie Vikings in the tournament.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
16-13, Barrie basketball. Vikings turning up the defense.
Five turnovers now for Day School. And Elijah Stewart, Coach DeCourcy, remains on the floor with three fouls as the Eagles bench could be defined as very, very, very short, to the point where they haven't brought in a sub for a guy with three fouls and five and a half to play in the second.
Quentin with it, and he's going to almost throw it away. Day School going to tap it out of bounds, however, Barry's going to get it back. Quentin thought somebody was cutting down the lane, and the cut never came. I tell you, if Quentin can occupy Hoopman on the other side and you can get a cutter to that opposite block, it could be a layup situation, but it's got to be pretty precise. Ainsco, there's that cut we talked about. It's going to be no good, however. Quentin shot it strong, and here comes.
A little too strong off the glass for Yoder. He took a look at Hoopman, saw him coming. He's got to focus on the glass and the rim there. I think Hagen Knepp can take Stewart off the dribble.
Day School with the basketball. And Hagen is all over Grant Allen. He's going to get rid of it. Stewart's got it. Down to Hoopman. He's going to skip it out. Schulteis with it in the corner. Another three put up by Day. No good. Rebounded by Hagen.
Good job by Yoder blocking Hoopman out.
There's nice pass by Bryson down to Quentin. Quentin reverse layup. Got it. 18-13.
That may be Bryson's first assist. Boy, that was a nice dime. Got away with a walk.
And Hoopman going to lay it in off the missed shot, 18-15. Bryson back out to Austin Ainsco. No stoppages here in a minute. Keegan's been sitting over at the scorer's table for a couple minutes. There's Gabe on a back cut, and his layup going to be blocked by Hoopman again, and then Gabe going to foul him.
Gabe went back cut and tried to make a reverse layup and had nowhere to go with Hoopman, and then fouled him. Yoder heads to the bench, gave him 4 minutes and 12 seconds of really nice basketball. Keegan back. Just a three-point lead here, 18-15 for Bar Reeve.
It was an 8-0 run, though. Stewart with it. Down to Hoopman. Hoopman got it to go. Jump hook over Keegan. 18-17.
Hoopman responsible for 11 of those 17.
So Bryson, little floater in the lane, long. And Bryson going to foul Hoopman.
Six fouls on each team there. Bryson picks up his first. Bryson got into the lane, but he shot it long, I think mainly because he's got 9.5 feet of arms to worry about. A little surprised Hagen hasn't been asked to take 25. Stewart off the dribble.
More 1-3-1. Hoopman down, off the glass, got it. Day School retakes the lead, 19-18. So six in a row for Day. Bryson down, shot off the glass, no good. Keegan going to pick it up. Out to Ainsco, and then they're going to get a three-second lane call.
Wow. That one I don't necessarily care for, as he was getting hit and banged and the ball was fumbling.
And Vikings going to match up this time.
They trail by one.
19-18, Day School by a point, 2:40 left, second quarter.
Isaac still on the bench with two fouls.
And a cut down the lane is good again by Allen. That's an 8-0 run by Day School to take a three-point lead again. There's Gabe Gladish going to set for a three. Short, rebounded by Keegan. And he's going to be fouled by Hoopman and go to the line to shoot two.
He got some arms. Coach Brooks doesn't like it.
So that's the first foul on Hoopman. Going to put Keegan at the line to shoot two.
Wow.
Keegan's first free throw rolls out. No good. He'll have one more.
O'Neal 2-3 at the line. The Vikes just 2-6 overall.
And got it. Second one, 21-19, Day School by two still. Already man-to-man again this time.
The count on. Nope.
And Hagen going to tap one out of bounds. So Day School going to get it in front of the Bar Eve bench. Day School leads it by two. Just under 2 minutes here, second quarter. And Hagen Knepp really working on Grant Allen. Stewart's got it now. His drive is cut off. Hancock's got it back. He's guarded by Gladish. Day School taking some time. Hagen about picked the pass off right there. Stewart's got it, working on Ainsco.
That Day School really spread the floor here out wide.
And Day School going to get a timeout. We'll go ahead and take 1-2. Minute 16 left. Second quarter, 21-19 Day. Back to Ligoti after this 30-second timeout.
When you order ready-to-mix concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix, located right off Highway 50 next to GPC. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial building, plus more. Hoosier Ready Mix has concrete rental equipment and has many different types of rock supplies. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and locally owned and operated. Call today for a free estimate at 812-254-7625. Business hours Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to noon. Good luck, Vikings.
21-19, Day School leads it by two, John Mullen.
Day School with the ball. Coach Brooks decided to take a second, 30-second timeout. And they were hoping to substitute there. They were actually going to bring in Cameron Monroe in, but they didn't get him over to the scorer's table inside. So just over a minute, Barry trails by two. Isaac Wagler on the bench with two fouls. And the Vikes, man-to-man. And that's got to be five, and they're just now beginning to count.
And down the layup, going to bounce in and got it. 23-19.
Three officials out there, none of them were counting to five.
Gladish. Hagan. Keegan, shot blocked again. It's like, it's pointless. Why do it? And Day School going to get it back, 40 seconds left.
Need to get some basket cuts, the best basket cutters on the bench.
And Gabe going to take one away, but Day School going to pick it up and take it back. So 30 seconds left, Day School with the basketball. 23-19, it's a four-point lead. Hagan Knapp really giving Day School some problems. Hoopman down, layup, no good. And they're going to get a foul.
Well, that one came in late.
It did. And that's Gladish. That's his second. That's going to put Hoopman at the line to shoot two with 10 seconds left. Hoopman's free throw, long. He'll have another.
Day School's going to pull out Schulteis and Stewart so they don't pick up any silly fouls. Monroe and also Aiden Kunst.
Hoopman with another. Got the second, 24-19. Barre with 10. Here comes Bryson Graber. Hagan Knapp with it. We're at five. Gladish. High ball screen. Little pull up. No good, and that's going to do it. Evansville Day ends the first half on an 11-1 run. And at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, they lead it 24-19. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. And when we come back, all the halftime statistics and more, 24-19. Day School leads it by five. Back to Ligoti after this three-minute timeout.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
March Madness is in full swing, and if you're looking for a new mattress, Mattress by Appointment in Washington is a slam dunk with our March mattress sale. Brand new, brand name mattresses made right here in the USA at 50 to 80% off typical retail prices. Still in the plastic, direct from the manufacturer. Everything must go to make room for another truckload. Call or text 812-610-1070. Mattress by Appointment, 812-610-1070. 1070. Good luck, Viking.
It's tax time. Uncle Sam has given you back your hard-earned money, and you want to get the most of every dollar. At Build Ops and Ford, we have a large inventory of new and used vehicles, and we have payments to fit any budget. Come to Build Ops and Ford and spend your tax dollars on something you really need. Reliable transportation. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BuildOpson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Schwartz & Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Schwartz & Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Schwartz & Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Back at Lagodi, 24-19. Day School leads it by five, Johnny.
Yeah, and as you look around the gymnasium, I think a lot of shocked fans, to be quite honest with you. Bar Eve fans, a little bit shell-shocked. Noah Hoopman has dominated this contest so far. His size has made all the difference, and the biggest problem right now for the Vikings is they're trying to shoot layups against a guy with his hands up, and they're continuing to just basically put it in his palm. Hoopman with 14 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 blocks unofficially. For all I know, he could have double figures in all those categories. 7'1" junior is giving Barry fits. They score with 14 from Hoopman. Grant Allen has 7. He had a first quarter 3 and a couple of cuts to the basket. Ethan Hancock has added a 3 ball. Hoopman doing just about all the damage on the offensive and defensive end for Evansville Day. Bar Reeve has gotten a couple of buckets off the bench from Quentin Yoder. Keegan O'Neill has made 3 of 4 free throws. Ainsco with 4. Bryson Graber with 4. Isaac Wagler has 1 bucket. Gabe Gladish, 1 bucket, missed a free throw. So for Bar Reeve, the offense not able to accomplish much at the rim, and they aren't getting any three-point looks either. No threes for Bar Reeve in that first half. Keegan missed a couple. I believe Gabe took one. The Vikes have tried to pound the ball inside, and nothing has come to fruition. Hagen Knepp played the entire second quarter, wasn't able to score. His defense has been pretty good, but these Vikings trail by 5 as this Jack Butcher Arena crowd kind of waits on edge for the second half. Bar Eve fans just kind of sitting and waiting and seeing Coach Thompson can put together in the locker room. Coach DeCourcy, what is Coach Thompson talking about in the locker room right now?
Basket cutting, getting stuff going to the basket, pulling Hoopman out, and that, you know, hopefully is eventually going to open up a situation where the Vikings can knock down some shots. But, you know, you can't just keep throwing it against his hand. He's 7-1, changes everything, but he's a disciplined 7-1. He's not out there taking volleyball swings and getting out of position.
Right.
And, you know, that's going to be something that the Vikings have to deal with, but he's not the most mobile kid, and they've got to take advantage of that.
Bar Eve has some good shooters, namely Gabe Gladish. Austin Ainsco can certainly make some threes. A concern right now, Mike, for me would be, first of all, you can't make a 10-point shot and put yourselves back in the lead. You're going to have to whittle away at this advantage. Hoopman's probably not going to stray very far from the rim, so if and when Bar Eve decides to take some threes, they need to make a few, because a lead that's 5 now, if Barrie comes out cold or flat from long range in the second half, that lead could balloon. So Barrie's going to have to find a way to make some basket cuts, which Isaac Wagler has a specialty at. Look for the senior to be reinserted here to begin the third quarter. He sat the entire second with two fouls. I'm assuming Coach Thompson protecting him from picking up that third. Isaac Wagler, basket cuts, and Keegan O'Neill, when he catches it deep in the post, has got to try and find somebody out, either cutting or on the perimeter where Barrie can get some offense outside of 2 feet, because Hoopman is absolutely disabling and distracting everything that gets put up.
All right, we're going to take another three-minute timeout, 24-19. Day leads it at halftime. Back to Ligoti after this three-minute break.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Teamwork, fundamentals, leadership. At Lana Helms Orthodontics, they know the winning formula to get the best results. Call 812-254-4500 or visit lanahelms.com for more information on creating a beautiful, healthy smile. Call today and schedule a free consultation at 812-254-4500. From the Lana Helms Orthodontics team, congratulations to the Barrie Vikings on a great season and good luck in the tournament. Go Vikings, bring home a win.
Know your home is safe when you're away? Are you a business owner needing a security system? Area 1 Protection Services is locally owned and operated and on the job for you. Coy Graber and the team at Area 1 offer home and business security systems at low prices, and the monthly monitoring fee is only $15. Call today and give yourself peace of mind knowing your belongings are safe. 812-787-0140. Area 1 Protection Services is rooting for the Barrie Vikings this weekend.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Barrie Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Are you looking for affordable and dependable weekly trash service? Or are you planning your next spring cleaning project? At Your Disposal Trash Service is Davies County's only locally owned and operated trash service provider. They specialize in residential, commercial, and roll-off dumpster service and also offer complete building cleanouts. Ryan and the crew are focused on customer service with no environmental fees and no fuel surcharges. Easy to understand pricing and hassle-free billing. Call At Your Disposal today at 812-296-6000 for all your trash and junk removal needs. Good luck, Vikings.
Day school basketball to start the second half, Johnny.
24-19 here, Eagles. Barry's going to start man-to-man. O'Neill guarding Hoopman.
Five starters back out on the floor. Stewart with it. They're looking for Hoopman right away. Keegan kind of leaning on him. Hoopman out to Stewart. He's going to set for a three. He got it. 27-19. That's a Day School's biggest lead.
Stewart's first bucket. Four three-pointers now for Evansville Day. Ainsco went to slightly double Hoopman. And
Gabe Gladish layup. Got it. First set of the second half. 27-21.
Nice finish by Gladish over Hoopman.
Mike's going to go back in that 1-3-1. Day School. Hoopman's got it. Going to be poked away. Kicked out of bounds by Isaac. Vikings got the deflection, but Day School going to get it out of bounds.
a nice release when you can throw it up in the air to a guy whose arms are 9'7".
Stewart on the inbounds, Hoopman. And he just went right around Keegan. Lays it in, 29-21. Hoopman. Too easy.
Hoopman with 16.
Keegan, left-hand layup, no good. Rebounded by Dayschool.
Knights trail by 8.
So 29-21. Barreve man-to-man this time. Hoopman's got it. Working on Keegan again. Wild jump hook that time, no good. Rebounded by Bryson. Ainsco. Keegan going to set for 3. Short. Rebounded by Hoopman. You got to shoot it.
Either shoot it or don't shoot
it. Or don't.
Don't think about it 5 seconds.
Stewart with it again. Dayschool with an 8-point lead. We're just trying to be methodical. Down to Hoopman. Hoopman. Layup. No good. Rebounded by Bryson. Ainsco going to set for a 3. Got it. Yes.
Wow.
29-24.
Big 3 from Ainsco. The Vikings' first trifecta of the day, Coach.
Rolled in and out and in.
Yeah, you had that one down, and then it just about popped out.
Ball going to be poked away for a second. Stewart going to pick it back up, freaking threw it in. 41-24.
Ball was loose, and Barreve couldn't corral it. Stewart able to pick it back up.
Bryson Graber. Down, layup. Got it. 31-26. Barreve within 5 again.
The Gladish floater gives him 6 over Hoopman.
5 minutes left. Second quarter. Vikings 1-3-1 again. Ball poked away. Isaac going to pick it up. Let's go.
What are we walking it up for, Isaac? Let's go.
Isaac Wagler. Keegan. High low, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds.
Here comes Fagan Neff. Get Ainsco a quick break.
31-26.
Bad turnover there by the Vikes. Tried to force a pass in, and it got jammed up with a rim.
Vikings still 1-3-1. Stewart, middle of the lane, no good. Hoopman going to pick it up, no good. And they're going to get a foul on. What are they going to get it on?
I think they're going to give that one to Hagan Nip. He's not shooting, it's out of bounds.
So 31-26, Dayschool.
I believe they set it down.
And Dayschool going to get a timeout as almost a 5-second call. We'll take one, too. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left, third quarter, 31-26 Dayschool. Back to Lagodi after this 30-second timeout.
Springtime means warmer weather and Jeeps. Take the top off and cruise the open road in a new Jeep Wrangler. Washington Chrysler Center is stocked with a great selection of new 2019s, now featuring the new SkyOne Power Top with remote control. Taking the top off has never been easier. Washington Chrysler has a limited number of 2018 Jeep Wranglers now below dealer invoice at $33,887. It's Jeep Freedom Days at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save big now on all new Jeep Wranglers at Washington Chrysler, downtown Washington.
31-26, Dayschool basketball.
Already 3 minutes and 40 seconds gone by here in the third quarter.
On the inbound, Stewart's got it. And they're going to throw it out of bounds, unforced turnover. So Barreve going to get it back.
7 now on Dayschool. In overtime, Princeton 53, Batesville 43.
So Tigers move on. Gladish with the basketball. Here comes Barreve. Isaac. Keegan. He's going to go over Hootman. No good. Tapped around. Day School going to pick it up. Had a good look at it. Day School going to get it again.
A lot of teams forced to double Keegan throughout the year. Day School not required to, as they've got somebody who can guard him.
And Keegan going to poke it out of bounds.
That ball grazed Hoopman's jersey, but Day School will retain possession. Perhaps a play on give back.
Yeah. Maybe
Keegan may have fouled him. Officials do that, by the way. I do it.
Stewart. Tough runner in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Bryson.
Keegan Nip had a long left hand up on that one. Kick it. Keegan hit it.
Got it. Finally got that three to go. 31-29. Vikings back to within two.
Bryson with a penetration. A nice kick. And Keegan shot it in rhythm.
Ball on the floor. Stewart going to pick it back up. And he's going to be fouled by Bar Reeves.
Stewart seems to be the guy in the right place at the right time, Coach. He's picked up a couple of those loose balls in the lane.
That's going to be on Hagan, his second. On the inbounds, Hoopman's got it. It's a cutting Stewart. His layup is good. 33-29.
Nice play by Stewart.
Bryson, floater, and he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Bryson Graber using some offense to keep his team in it. He does have four assists. He's been involved in the last three scoring plays, a bucket, two kickouts. He'll shoot his first two free throws of the day.
And his first one rolls out. We'll have one more.
Vikes 3 of 8 at the line right now. A little unusual for Bar Eve.
Second one is good. 33-30.
One possession, Coach. Down to three.
Bar Eve going to go man-to-man this time. Stewart's got it. Hootman. Middle of the lane. No good. But they're going to get a foul on Keegan.
Does he turn right every time?
He does.
Or is he allowed to turn right every time?
Well, maybe a little bit of both. So Hoopman going to shoot two. Second on Keegan. Hoopman got the first, 34-30.
17 points, half of Day School's output.
We'll have another. And got them both, 35-30.
5 of 8 at the line is Hoopman.
Isaac Wagler with it. Gladish. Over to Bryson. Bryson kicks it back. And bad pass. Keegan taps it out of bounds, and the Vikings are just out of sorts.
Day School not leaving shooters. So when Bryson looks to pass, those passes aren't necessarily open.
Day, 5-point lead in the ball. Schulteis has it for Day. Schulteis going to set for a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Isaac.
That was Schulteis's first field goal attempt. He had a good look at it. Timeout, Bar Eve.
And 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, two. 35-30. Day School leads it by five. Back to Ligoti in 30 seconds.
Tony Showalter and the team at Kemper CPA in Washington is pulling for the Bar Eve Vikings this weekend in the Ligoti Regional. Congratulations on that sectional title. Keep on rolling in the tournament. Tax time is here. If you need help with those taxes, personal or business, put the professionals at Kemper CPA on the job for you. Kemper CPA is at 414 South State Road 57 in Washington, just past the Business 50 intersection.
Call for an appointment at 812-254-0938.
35-30, day school by five, Bari basketball, minute 56 left here, third quarter.
Less than 2 minutes here in the third. The deficit still five, as it was at halftime, 24-19. Bari has not led since late in the second quarter here. Day school's made 4 3-pointers, but Hoopman has been the story as Hagen Knepp takes Stewart on.
No good.
Can't find the range.
And that was that matchup you wanted, Johnny.
Wanted it at 5:43 in the second quarter when Stewart picked up his third foul.
Day School, Schulteis has it. Going to drive it out, minute and a half left. Day just being very deliberate, and they're going to get a travel on Grant Allen.
Allen shuffled his feet.
A minute 20 left. Bryson Graber with the basketball.
Yoder and Ainsco remain on the bench. Ainsco has Barreves only three.
And Bryson going to be fouled by Hancock on his way to the bucket. So Barreves going to get it side out of bounds.
Second team foul this half for Day School. Three for Hancock, coach.
On the inbounds, Bryson with it. Bryson Graber, his floater, no good. And Day School going to get it back with a minute.
Several shots from close range that Barreve just can't finish, and that's the Hoopman effect, coach.
Isaac going to kick it out of bounds with 45 seconds.
Even when he's not a threat to block the shot, it's got to be in Barreve's mind. Where's he at? Throwing some floaters up there.
Schulteis, Stewart with it on the inbounds.
40 seconds. Barreve will have possession to begin the fourth if nothing changes.
Hoopman long two, no good. Bryson's got it. And with 30 seconds left, it looks like Barreve going to get the last shot of the quarter. Bryson out high on the right side. 35-30, Day School leads it by five. We're under 20. We are now at 10. Here goes Barry.
Allen's Bryson. Not leaving Gladish.
Keegan going to set for another three. That one's going to be long. Tapped out of bounds. Barry going to get it back with 2.6.
Day School is content to let Keegan take three-point shots. He's 1 of 5 now. Ainsco going to get Isaac Wagler.
Trying to get their favorite inbound set here.
Monroe for Stewart.
2.6. And Gabe going to get a floater up at the buzzer. Got it. So Gladish
from Gladish
with a 15-footer at the buzzer cuts it to three. We're going to the fourth quarter on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Day School 35, Barreve 32. Back to Ligoti after this one-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Spring is just around the corner, and S&S Pools is fully stocked and gearing up for another exciting pool season. We also carry everything you need for your spa. If you're thinking about a pool, we can make your dream become a reality. Stop by and give us a call for your free estimate. 812-254-5006. S&S Pools wishes the Barreve Vikings good luck in the tourney. Go Vikings, bring home a win.
35-32, Johnny Day leads it by three.
Viking basketball here to start the fourth quarter. Both sets of fans on their feet. Been a while since I've seen shaker sticks at a basketball game. Hagen Knepp will key it in here. Isaac Wagler on the bench, as is Quentin Yoder. Laddish handling the basketball. He gets O'Neal deep. Fade away from O'Neal.
But Hootman loses it out of bounds.
No good, but yep, Hootman couldn't handle it.
And it will be Bar-E basketball. ...35-32, Day leads it by three. Keegan. Gabe on the right side, Ainsco. Austin going to set for a three, no good. Tapped around, Hagen going to pick it back up. Over to Ainsco, Austin with it. Keegan. Bryson. Bryson, floater, in and out, no good. Day School picks it up.
Vikes cannot buy a bucket inside 6 feet.
Bar-E man-to-man here.
Minute gone by here in the fourth. Under 7 minutes.
Hootman working on Keegan. And
traveled first, no call.
He's going to go to the line to shoot two.
The guy down low on the baseline is the one that missed the travel.
Hootman gets a break.
He did get fouled, but that was after the steps taken.
Missed the first one. That's three on Keegan. He'll have one more. Got the second, 36-32.
Vikes could use a field goal.
Hagen. Gabe, he's going to be fouled, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
That's a bailout call. Probably for the missed one on the other end. Gladys will have a chance to score with the time stop, coach. 6:47 showing. Isaac Wagler waiting at the scorer's table.
So Gabe at the line. His free throw rolls in, 36-33.
7 points.
Keegan going to take a seat.
Big man needs a break.
Gabe with one more.
See what defense Bar-E goes to here, perhaps.
Gabe's second rolls in, 36-34.
Laddish left both those short, but he's got enough backspin to get the shooter's roll.
Bar-E with a little full court pressure here. Schulteis with it, guarded by Bryson. Ball on the floor, Day School picks it up. Bar-E just man-to-man. Brooks working on Hagen. Schulteis. Ball on the floor. Isaac.
Oh,
going to pick it up. Ainsco comes out with it. And here comes Bryson Graber. Gladish behind everybody. Layup. No good.
It. The reverse layup. Missed it. What a find by Bryson Graber. But not finish the reverse layup with his left.
Hootman's got it. Ball going to be on the floor again. Day School going to pick it back up. Schulteis.
5.5 to play.
Hootman with it. And offensive foul! Ainsco going to stand in and take one. Bar-E going to get it back.
Ainsco might just be lanky enough to maneuver with the big fella. He wore that charge. Keegan and Quentin are the beef, but Ainsco, long and lanky.
So here
turnover,
comes
Day School, they're 10th.
Isaac.
Bar Eve does have a chance to take the lead.
Basket cut, Hagan got it. We're tied, 36 all. Bar Eve gonna pick up in some full court pressure again.
5:20, 36 all, Bar Eve back in this game.
And Hagan gonna bump Stewart with 5:14.
His third foul. Team fifth here. Hagan playing a lot of minutes here as his length against Day School's guards has been effective.
Schulteis, Hoopman, Schulteis for three, no good, rebounded by Gladish. Here comes Hagan, or here comes Bryson with it, 5 minutes left exactly.
Schulteis yet to score. He's missed both of his three-point opportunities, so Bar Eve going to run a set here, Coach.
Hagan, or Isaac, going to take a three. No good. And they're going to get a foul on
Stewart.
On Stewart on the rebound.
That was Isaac Wagler who took that quick three. It was short, but Hagan Knepp's hustle play cost Stewart his fourth foul. Were you a little surprised to see Isaac take that?
Yeah.
I thought there was a set going on, and Isaac put it up. Just about went in.
On the inbounds, ball on the floor, Day School going to pick it up. Layup no good, but Hancock going to go to the line to shoot two.
Bryson's turnover there, bad pass, leads to a free throw opportunity, so Bar Eve doesn't get an opportunity there to take the lead. This is Hancock's first trip to the line.
Hancock, free throw, rolls in. 37-36. They still by a point again.
Hancock has four.
Second one rolls in also. 38-36. Sorry, basketball.
4:42. Isaac's going to handle the point here.
Isaac. Ainsco for three. Vikings lead it. 39-38.
Ainsco with a couple of threes and a couple of twos. He's now in double figures with 10. Leads all Vikes. Bar Eve crowd, student body into it. They've been relatively quiet as Day School's controlled the tempo in the game until just the past couple of minutes here.
Hoopman with it. High post. Stewart with it. Middle of the lane, shot up, rolls in.
Give Stewart credit.
40-39, Day School by a point again. Isaac. It's a high ball screen. Layup off the glass, no good. But Gabe going to pick it back up. And Isaac lays it up, no good.
it's been one of those games for Isaac Wagler. Holy cow, that was point blank, that one.
There's Hoopman with it. Layup, no good. Bryson going to grab the rebound.
He travels, gets away with it. No, he didn't. Ainsco got into Bryson's way. Bar Eve is out of kilter, to say the least. The referees have let these boys play here this fourth quarter. 40-39 Day School. A couple of uncharacteristic mistakes by Bar Eve. A couple of bad layups.
Hoopman on the putback, no good, rebounded by Gladish. So here comes Bar Eve again. They need to get a good set right here.
Ainsco has absolutely battled Hoopman.
Gladish. And Gabe going to be fouled.
That's four now on Ethan Hancock.
3:10 left.
16 fouls each way. This is a ball game, folks. For those who didn't think it would be, they haven't seen 7'1" Noah Hoopman.
So here comes Bryson with it. Ainsco Isaac with it in the corner. Isaac for three. Barry by two. 42-40.
Next play, Isaac Wagler. Next play. May have missed a bunny, but he stroked that three with confidence. Hancock and Stewart both have four fouls.
Schulteis has it, top of the key, looking down to Hoopman. And it's going to go almost out of bounds. And Dayschool going to take a timeout. 2:36 left on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 42-40 Bar Eve. Back to Ligoti after this one-minute timeout.
Baker Welding and Mechanical is your certified welding shop for Davies County and the surrounding communities. Offering safety-trained welders for mining or other jobs. Fully insured, Baker Welding and Mechanical offers free estimates and both in-shop and mobile fabrication. We can come to you anytime, 24 hours a day. Give Brian a call at 812-486-8798 or visit online at BakerWeldingMechanical.com. Baker Welding and Mechanical is proud to back the Bar E Vikings in the basketball tournament.
Treat yourself to Davies County.
Good luck, Bar E Vikings, in the basketball tournament from your friends at the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. You are representing Davies County well, and we are proud to back you in that tournament run. Bring home a title from everyone at the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau.
Davies County.
42-40. Vikings lead it by two. 2:36 left. And it's been a battle, John Mullen.
It certainly has. And with Bar Reeves, Keegan O'Neill on the bench, Ainsco has been asked to defend Hoopman. And Hoopman is 1-2 at the line this quarter. No field goals. And a lot of double teaming going on by Bar Reeves. Dayschool's missed a couple of wide open threes. Meanwhile, Bar Reeves made some, including Austin Ainsco and Isaac Wagler. Wagler with the three to put Bar Reeves up 42-40. 2.5 here, Dayschool ball.
Dayschool with it. Hoopman's got it out high. Ainsco almost picks one off, taps it out of bounds. Dayschool looking for a back cut right there. .224 now, Dayschool ball. Into the backcourt, Ethan Hancock with it. He's guarded by Gabe Gladish. Hoopman with it. Stewart now. Working on Hagen. Schulteis. They're trying to get Hoopman. Hoopman. And he's going to be pushed. Oh, man. And that's going to put Hoopman at the line to shoot the bonus with 2:01 left.
I didn't see the push. Ainsco's second foul. You got to push on him a little bit. He's 7-1. Bonus situation. 6 of 10 is Hoopman. Dayschool will send all four of their other players back.
We got it. 42-41. We'll have one more.
The first bonus free throw taken by either team this game.
Missed the second. Isaac with a rebound. Sabari with a one-point lead in the ball.
Isaac will handle the point as Bryson is being face guarded. No big deal as Isaac's handled the point before.
Austin Ainsco, minute 45. Ainsco hands it off to Bryson. Coming up on a minute 30. Bryson out to Ainsco. Isaac's got it now. We're back to Bryson, minute 20. 42-41 Bar Eve.
I feel like your point guard, Bryson Graber, is going to be asked to make a big bonus free throw. I'm not sure Grant Allen can keep up with him. Minute 10.
Bar Eve just in their delay. They will take a layup if they can get one. We are at a minute now.
How long is Coach Brooks going to let this go?
Bryson still with it.
You're going to change defenses, or are they going to stay here? Under 50 now.
Under 50.
Bryson Graber might be the guy to foul.
45. Ains go with it in the corner. Gabe Gladish now. And Coach Josh Thompson going to take a full timeout. We'll take one, too. 36 seconds left. 42-41. Back to Ligoti after this one-minute timeout.
When you order ready-to-mix concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix, located right off Highway 50 next to GPC. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial building, plus more. Hoosier Ready Mix has concrete rental equipment and has many different types of rock supplies. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and locally owned and operated. Call today for a free estimate at 812-254-7625. Business hours Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to noon. Good luck, Vikings.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Viking basketball, 36.7 left. John Mullen.
Vikes have taken right at a minute off the clock as Day School has elected not to foul. The hard part now is you got to get the ball in bounds. You don't want to throw it away.
And it's back to Bryson. 30 seconds left. Bryson layup, got it. 44-41. Day School with the basketball. Let's
Bryson
see if
Graber,
they get a timeout.
9 points. Not his biggest bucket, but that was a huge.
And Isaac Wagler going to pick it off. Throw it up. Graber, layup, ball game.
10.
46-41.
8-7-6. Hoopman for three. No good.
Hagen Depp with a rebound, and with 2.4. The Vikings are going to survive Day School, and the 7-foot-1 Noah Hoopman. It has not been pretty. The shooting has not been great. And what they did out of that timeout, John, I don't know if you caught it. They cleared a side. They brought Hoopman up, and they knew if Bryson could get past that one person, it was going to be a layup, and that's
but
what...
But it wasn't an easy one.
It still wasn't easy.
His momentum was going out of bounds. He finished with a finger roll, and then Isaac Wagler picks the pocket, which Day School's coaching staff is losing their minds.
Hagen got the first one to go, 47-41.
Thought Isaac should have been guilty of a foul. He picked his pocket, throws it up. Bryson grabs it, lays it in. Bryson has 11 points. Hagen Neff suddenly makes it 6. Now 7, 48-41. Barrie's going to win this by 7.
Wow. Day School going to fire one. Three-quarters court, no good. And the Vikings gut it out, and they make a bunch of plays in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
And Barrie moves on to tonight's regional championship game, 48-41. Vikings now 24-2 on the season. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, all of the post-game show, 48-41. Vikings move on to the regional championship. Back to Ligoti High School after this timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field, with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington.
call 257-0950.
Jones & Sons takes this opportunity to congratulate all area teams on a hard-working basketball season and wish the Bar Reef boys the best of luck in the tournament. Jones & Sons is proud to be your area concrete and masonry provider. With 48 years of service experience, Jones & Sons have learned their longevity is due in large part to committed employees and to the people who grace their doors. Visit any of Jones & Sons' four locations, Bloomfield, Terre Haute, Vincennes, and Washington, and check out their full listing of services and products at jonesandsons.com.
Motor Tire wants you to be safe when traveling. Make sure your tires are in good shape by visiting Yoder Tire on Main Street in Candleburg for an inspection. Yoder Tire carries all brands of tires and offers full service, oil changes with no appointment necessary. Stop by Yoder Tire or call 812-486-5184 or 812-486-3609. And good luck to the Bar Reef Vikings in the tournament.
Helping small plants, animals, and people grow is the essence of farming. Nationwide knows farmers do right by their land, livestock, and crops. It's what you do. Your local agent is here to help partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation, Nationwide. We stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today for a free quote at 812-254-1987.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
Back at Lagodi High School, 48-41. Vikings win it today. Joined on the post-game show by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. And, Coach, you know, I think a lot of people in Viking Nation looked at that day school record and thought, you know, this is going to be a cakewalk. But you've talked all week long about not only what you thought the score of the game was going to be, how it was going to play out, but how having 7'1" Noah Hoopman in there really allows defense, their defense, to stay home on shooters.
Absolutely.
And the Vikings had to find a way.
No, they did a tremendous job. But first and foremost, we'll give all the glory to the Lord because we didn't play very well. But we're fortunate enough to have great kids who make great plays when they were needed. And so we'll give him all the glory. But all the accolades in this game need to go to Evansville Day. I thought they outplayed us for 30 and a half minutes. I thought they executed their game plan to a T. We failed to do that. And we kind of stole one here, Mike. I'm not going to make any bones about it. I feel like we kind of stole one. You know, when people watch Coach Popovich in post games and they wonder why in the world he's so down on his guys after they win. I'm not very happy with our guys' approach. But again, nobody shoulders that blame more than me. So we got to do a better job of having our guys ready to come out here and play Lanesville tonight.
Lanesville tonight, you know, they had a gutty effort this morning, trailed early to West Washington. Found a way to make a couple of big shots in advance, but yeah. What type of challenges do they pose here tonight?
Well, you know, they got a lot of quickness, and they run some five-out dribble drive stuff at us, so we're going to have to be ready to be down and guard. And then we've got to take advantage of our size. On the offensive end, we've got to get it inside, and we got to finish. And the nice thing about tonight is we're not going to have 7-1 in there defending the rim. We're only going to have 6-2, 6-3. But still, at that, we got to get it in there. We got to make good, quick post moves. We got to get it on the glass, and we got to finish.
Preparation the rest of the afternoon?
Well, we're going to go eat as a team, and then we'll send the guys home, and then we'll come back at 5 o'clock and do a walkthrough, a scouting report on Lanesville, and come over here and play for a regional championship here at 7 o'clock.
All right. Well, Coach, I'm going to let you get to everybody else.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Mike.
And we'll catch up with you here in a little bit.
Appreciate it.
All right, Sparty Basketball Coach Josh Thompson. Vikings win it this afternoon, 48-41. Bar Eve closes the game in a flurry. And they pull out a victory here today, win number 24 on the season. But it was not easy. 7'1", Noah Hoopman had his way in the lane. And it was a tough sled today. But as we talked about, John Mullen, when you've got 7-1 in there, the rest of your defenders, they don't have to, you know, your typical shell defense rules thrown completely out the window.
And, you know, and we can sit here and talk about 7-1, and people will say, yeah, 7-1, 7-1. When he stands with his arms straight up, he's over 9 feet tall. The goal is 10 feet. Folks, it's hard to get a shot off against 9'3" or 9'5". So the defenders on Gladish, who would normally collapse on a Keegan O'Neill, didn't have to. And so Gladish not able to get open from distance. But there were enough plays and enough shots made by the complimentary pieces who happened to be seniors and didn't want their last game to end at Jack Butcher Arena that get it done for the Vikes. A 48-41 score that truly doesn't reflect the fact that Bar Reef trailed most of the game, and Day School electing not to foul, by the way, at 42-41, and Bryson Graber got loose for a couple of late buckets. Hagan clinches it with two free throws. 48-41 Vikes. They move on to Lanesville, and Lanesville, Coach DeCourcy, does not have a 7'1" center.
Which is good, but Lanesville certainly plays an entertaining brand of basketball, and I'm going to go ahead and make a wild prediction. This game will not be played in the 30s and 40s tonight.
The Lanesville Eagles following the Evansville Day Eagles, and you feel like Evansville Day, with just five players really that they could put in, gave Bar Reef their best shot. The Vikings, on paper, look to be heavy favorites. They are still the favorites here at the Lagodi Regional. But man, oh man, did Day School give Bar Reef everything they wanted. The Viking fans sitting nervously throughout the first 31 minutes and 30 seconds until Bryson Graber got loose to push it to three. And even then, Day School with a chance to tie it back up. Coach, that Day School team right there is a quality basketball team.
Yeah, certainly are. And I think a lot of their success or failure kind of hinged on the fact, can you make enough outside shots? And, when they can throw in some early threes, and then you've got 7-1, a Division I player to throw it down to, that's a recipe for success, and they checked all the boxes to win the game today and weren't able to do it. Final scoring real quick, Johnny.
Take a look at it here for Day School. They're going to get 20 from Hoopman. Hoopman, I believe, finished, if my count is right, 7 of 12 at the line. He hit the first bonus to make it 42-41, missed the second one, and so couldn't quite get them tied back up there late. But Hoopman, good for 20. I'm going to go ahead and credit him with 14 rebounds and 12 blocks, a triple-double for the 7-1 junior center. And by the way, Day School should be back next year. They do have a couple of seniors, but really four starters return, a lot of juniors. And with that centerpiece, Day School looks to be back next year. Hoopman with 20. Grant Allen had 7. I believe all those 7 came in the first half. Elijah Stewart with 9 points. Ethan Hancock with 5. You mentioned Day School making some early threes. They had 3 of their 4 three-pointers in the first quarter, and that kept Day School's confidence high. For Bar Reeb, who trailed 13-10 after 1, 24-19 at half, and 35-32 after 3, they come back, win the fourth quarter 16-6. It was Bryson Graber who's going to lead the way, I believe. I haven't done the quick math, but I think Bryson Graber is going to finish with 11 points. 5 field goals and 1-2 at the line, 11 for Bryson. Austin Ainsco right behind him, a couple of big threes in the second half as Bar Reef was held without a trifecta in the first. Austin finishes with 10 points. I've got Gabe Gladish here, I believe, with 8 points. Isaac Wagler with a huge three from the corner, putting the Vikes up for the first time in the second half at 42-40. Isaac has 5. Hagan Knepp, of course, with a couple of free throws and a field goal, 4 points for Hagan. Quentin Yoder had 4 points in the first half. Keegan O'Neill, three of four at the line, a three-pointer, give him six. That should add up to 48 points. Barreve, 24-2, moves into the regional final against Lanesville tonight.
And, you know, in a lot of this, Johnny, and that's Viking Nation's driving home and right now, and some of them listening in, and that 11-11 record that Day School had after they won the sectional, also a little bit deceiving. Noah Hoopman missed several games this year with injury. There was a blowout loss that they suffered to Linton. For example, it's like
he was sick.
He didn't play.
And guess what? Hoopman drives everything Day School does. If you don't think 7-1 impacts, he can be a 40-point impact.
And that's just, we played against some nice big players this year. DeVault at Memorial, Division I player. Dove at Princeton, a Division I player. Of course, Caleb First at Blackhawk, a Division I player. None of those guys can do defensively what Hoopman could do.
Right, and again, it goes back to not just his height, but the length of his arms, his wingspan. He did not need the scissors, he did not need the ladder last weekend at Wood Memorial. He simply stood on the floor with the scissors and cut the net all the way to the top on his own 2 feet. So that tells you how he can impact a basketball game. As Coach Thompson being interviewed on TV, Mike DeCourcy, we didn't really necessarily look at game one. I know you asked Coach Thompson, what did he have to say about Lanesville? What can be expected tonight?
That they really like to push the basketball. They've got by far the most experienced coach in the regional field.
Michael Miller, year 19.
He's been there for a long, long time. So certainly they've got their system in, and you know how hard it is to put a system in place. There was a lot of things I know that the coaching staff wanted to put in as the game, as the season was kind of moving along, and it's hard to do it overnight.
Nice hand here for these Day School Eagles.
Yeah,
they had a great crowd, by the way. A tiny school there in Evansville, just off Green River Road.
Yep.
On the north side, and these fans have a lot to be proud of in these Day School Eagles.
All right, we're going to take another timeout. When we come back, we'll have tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. We'll set up tomorrow, or set up tonight. tomorrow. We'll set up tomorrow.
Yeah,
but we'll talk about tonight and set everything up in the regional championship game. Close it out. More of the postgame show after this timeout.
March Madness is in full swing, and if you're looking for a new mattress, Mattress by Appointment in Washington is a slam dunk with our March Mattress Sale. Brand new, brand name mattresses made right here in the USA at 50 to 80% off typical retail prices. Still in the plastic, direct from the manufacturer. Everything must go to make room for another truckload. Call or text 812-610-1070. Mattress by Appointment, 812-610-1070. 1070. Good luck, Viking.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
The Washington Times-Herald is proud to be your local newspaper and proud to back the Barrie Vikings in the tournament this weekend. Sail on Vikings from the staff at the Washington Times-Herald. For a complete wrap-up of this weekend's game action, scoring totals, and more, make sure to pick up your copy of the Times-Herald. Proud to serve you in print and online at washtimesherald.com. To find out more or subscribe, call 812-254-0480. Good
Good luck, Vikings, from the Washington Times-Herald.
Winkler Productions in Montgomery is a professional video production company that can help you tell your story. Whether it's your big day or you need a creative approach to market your business, Jacob Winkler & Company can provide a state-of-the-art production to fit your needs. Check out some of their videos on Facebook at Winkler Productions. Call or text 812-787-1951 for more information. Winkler Productions, telling your story through our lens. Good luck, Vikings.
48-41, Vikings win it here today. They make all the plays in the fourth quarter, overcome a five-point deficit, and win it by seven, 48-41. Some comments, John Mullen.
Yeah, so as I think about that fourth quarter and you take a look at the disparity, Bar Eve goes 16-6 there to pull out that game. It wasn't a seven-point game, obviously. If you were here in the gym, you know it was a one-possession game, Bar Eve trailing the majority. But at the end of the day, kids have to make plays, and, of course, Bryson Graber, Austin Ainsco, Hagen Knepp, Gabe Gladish, and Isaac Wagler, the five guys that were on the floor there basically the entire fourth quarter, made the plays. Guys like us up here in the top, fans, former players, coaches, they can't go out there and make shots or make plays. And I'm not sure that I remember anybody in the early 90s when I was playing going against that 7'1" kind of guy. He impacts shots even when he's not near the lane. As you saw Bar Eve miss a lot of bunnies, there's a reason why. Mentally, he's in those guys' heads. They missed a lot of floaters. They missed a lot of 5 to 10 footers. I thought Bar Eve had a lot of looks. But when you got somebody with that kind of length, and by the way, great hands, and Coach Nathan Lester, the baseball coach, points out how good a hands Hoopman has, that guy impacts everything. And I think he had a lot to do with Bar Eve missing shots. He certainly impacted the fact that the defenders for Day School weren't going to leave shooters like Gladish. Gladish comes up with 8 points. We know that he needs 21 tonight to get to 1,000. That's the last thing on his mind. But Gabe Gladish is the best shooter in the gym. Why would anybody leave him? I felt like Day School had a plan. Coach Schulteis, Coach Brooks knew what to do. They scouted. They probably watched every single tape. And, folks, Bar Eve is the favorite every time they step on the floor virtually. That's not easy to deal with. It's certainly mentally tough to come in and expect when everyone expects you to win by as many as you want. I give credit to Bar Eve's players, the coaching staff. It is not easy to always have that target on your back. They're 24-2. They've won 18 straight here at Jack Butcher Arena. I really feel like Bar Eve, the staff, the players, and everyone involved know what they're doing, and that's why they continue to win tough games. We talked about it in the first segment, and I think it's because of the culture of Bar Eve is we're going to win, and we're going to win from day one. That's why they're able to pull out all these games, and it's the players on the floor that expect to do it, and they did it again today, Mike DeCourcy.
And they did it again today. And one last point about that, and we kind of talked about it off air a little bit, but Bar Eve has really effectively used a lot of pressure defense as the season has kind of wound down here. Used it to win the sectional, you know, pretty convincingly. But it's kind of one thing that Washington did with all of the Zillers back in the day. They were very, very difficult to press and trap because you've always got that outlet.
There's always an outlet, and all you got to do is throw it in the air, and there's nothing you can do about it. A 1-3-1 that works against everybody else can't work whenever all you got to do is throw it in the air and you've got an automatic outlet.
Yeah,
and that's what Hoopman is.
Or a press or, you know, anything else. It's certainly a nice weapon to have, but Vikings moving on to the championship game here tonight.
Let me get to the Bill Dobson four-tip
yep.
player of the game, Mike.
Go ahead.
And we appreciate Bill Dobson, and he's been sponsoring us for a long time here. It's a co-Bill Dobson four-tip player of the game here this afternoon at Lagodi. The spoils split between Bryson Graber and Austin Ainsco. Ainsco with a couple of big threes when Bar Eve didn't have any at all. But Ainsco's defense in the post against Hoopman completely shut the door. Hoopman did not have a field goal in the fourth quarter. He finished with 20, but only 2 free throws in quarter number 4. O'Neal sat on the bench. Ainsco was shifted to Hoopman, and Ainsco defensively really clamped down. Meanwhile, Bryson Graber who finishes with a game-high 11 for Bar Reeve, got a couple of layups when Day School surprisingly elected not to foul and lengthen the game. Bryson Graber with the drive of the game, and then Isaac Wagler, of course, with a big steal that led to Bryson's last layup. But Bryson Graber's offense and Austin Ainsco's defense definitely stood out in that fourth quarter when the Vikes storm back. They're going to save the storm the court for tonight, perhaps, as Bar Reeve moves on 48-41. Closing thoughts, Mike DeCourcy.
Yep, survive in advance. Last year it was a situation where the Vikings, it's like they played from behind the whole tournament. In 2018, all three sectional games, one regional game was incredibly tough against Springs Valley. Christian Academy down 9, late third, early fourth, and just seemed like everything was always playing from behind. So, these kids today, when the same type of situation is going on, they've never played, since I've coached them, they've never played an aesthetically pleasing style of basketball. They just never have. It's not that's just not the way that they're built. They just never have. But the one thing that they've done since I got them in the seventh grade is they've found ways to win.
Some Isaac night, Wagler, hashtag grit.
Yeah, some nights it's offense, some nights it's making threes, some nights they have to do it with defense. Some nights they can do it a bunch of different ways. And they found a way here today. Well, join us again here tonight as we bring you the regional championship. We'll have fans in the stands starting at about 6:30 here tonight as Bar Reeve and Lanesville will get ready to roll here again. So join us again tonight, Bar Reeve and Lanesville, for the regional championship. 7:30, we'll be on air at 6:30 thereabouts, and bring all of the action to you. So for Cannon Shake back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time, and for my partner and friend John Mullen, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win it tonight, or today, 48-41. We'll talk to you tonight. So long for now, everybody.
Bar Reeve. Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.
Four Star Country, The General, 95.9.